भगवतीयुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिति कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः. We are reading from Canto 11, Chapter 4, entitled The Incarnations of Godhead, Text 12. Iti pragranatam tesham striyotyadbhutadarshanaha darshayamasha shushrusham स्वर्चिता कुर्वतिर्विभुः इति प्रगृणतां तेषां स्त्रियो अत्यद्भुतदर्शना दर्शयामास शुश्रूषां स्वर्चिता कुर्वतिर्विभुः. Iti, thus, Pragranatam, who are offering praise, Tesham, in their presence, Striyaha, woman, Ati Adbhut, very wonderful, Darshanaha, in appearance, Darshayamas, he showed, Shushrusham, reverential service, Suvarchitaha, nicely decorated, Kurvatihi, performing, Vibhu, the Almighty Lord. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. While the demigod were thus praising the Supreme Lord, the All-Powerful Lord suddenly manifested before their eyes many women who were astonishingly gorgeous, decorated with fine clothes and ornaments, and all faithfully engaging in the Lord's service. Purport. Lord Narayan showed his causeless mercy towards the demigods by relieving them of their false prestige. Although demigods were proud of their personal beauty and female companions, the Lord showed them He was already being adequately served by innumerable gorgeous females, each of whom was far more beautiful than any female companion imagined by the demigods. The Lord manifested such uniquely attractive women through His own mystic potency. Om Jnanatim Irandhasya Jnananjara Shalakaya चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरौ श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सगणा रघुनाथं वितं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधु जगतपते गोपेशा गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये पंचाकल्पतरूभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च परितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी इति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधर शिवासदि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 रामो राम रामो हरे 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 कृष्ण So, studying the incarnations of Godhead, herein the Lord as Narnarayan Rishi is there, and the demigods have approached him. They want to show their superiority by showing their beautiful female companions to Lord Narnarayan. And there was a pride in their heart, it is mentioned. And Lord Narnarayan, he manifests from his own body very gorgeous, here Prabhupada is writing, astonishingly gorgeous, fully decorated, very beautiful women who were all faithfully engaging in the Lord's service. Right? And they were far beautiful than those apsaras of whom the demigods were proud of. Right? So, the one quality which takes us far away from Krishna is actually false pride. And the quality which brings us very close to Krishna is humility. Right? So, as soon as there is false pride, Krishna takes special care to remove that false pride as soon as possible. Krishna doesn't delay that. Right? Many devotees have experienced that. As soon as we think, I am the doer, I am great, right? Then Krishna immediately makes some arrangement to humble a person down. Because that's a great stumbling block. Right? And humility, which is the crest jewel of all the qualities which brings us close to Krishna, is very dear to the Lord. Right? So, we will discuss a pastime from the third canto, how the Lord, he removes the false pride of the Chatushkumaras and gives them humility of the heart. Right? The same theme. So, the four Kumaras, they were entering Vaikuntha Loka, right? He said that they were just wandering, right, according to free will. So they entered the Vaikuntha planet of the Lord. Right? Now this Vaikuntha planet is situated within this material world, right? The Lord's many dhams manifest within the material world, and which are like Prabhupada explained, like the embassy, right? Prabhupada used the word facsimiles. Right? They are facsimiles of the original spiritual world. You know, there is a Shwedip on the shore of the ocean of milk, right, which is within this Bhumandala. But there are other abodes of the Lord also, and one of the abode is above Brahma Loka, but below the coverings of the shells of the universe, that is Vaikuntha Loka. Right? So it's the same abode of the Lord where Sachidanand Vigraha Lord resides with the associates. So, it is to this Vaikuntha within this universe that the Chatushkumaras went. And Durvasa Muni, when he was traveling, right, being chased by Sudarshan, he also went to the abode of the Lord Vaikuntha, which is within this universe only. So, first of all, one question one which may be raised is, it's mentioned that, you know, at the beginning of the creation, Madhu and Kaitab, they also went to the Vaikuntha to search the Lord, they wanted to fight, and they found that Lord is not there. Right? Something like that. So there is a description in Puranas of some demons also going to Vaikuntha, right? Vision with this material world. So one may say, how is it that they are not, you know, none of them are actually qualified. They have not developed pure love for the Lord. Right? Chatush Kumara at that point of time. Later they of course developed love for the Lord. But at that point of time when Chatush Kumara has entered, or Durvasa Muni entered, or some demons who entered, they had no love for the Lord. They didn't have any qualification. So how could they enter into the Vaikuntha? So it has been explained by Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. He says, sometimes the king may call some animals inside the palace, right, for his own fun. Right? So therefore, they were called by the Lord. And they may not have the qualification, but the Lord wants to do some pastime, have some fun, right, have some kind of small circus within the palace, right. So he calls some, you know, some people also who may not be qualified. And also, Samacharya gives the example that they were still outside the gate. They had not actually entered Vaikuntha also, right? All of them could approach up to the gate of the Vaikuntha, or they could cross few gates, but still they were outside. So this kind of explanation is given. But if the Lord wants, He can call somebody, right? As such, that's the more appropriate example. If the Lord wants to have some pastime, some fun, He may call some people who are not yet qualified to enter. So the Chatush Kumaras, they are walking, right, to see the Lord. They had a desire to see the Lord of the Vaikuntha. Tad Vishva Guru Adhikritam Bhuvanayaka Vandyam Divyam Vichitra Vibhudagrya Vimana Sochi Apu Paramudam Apurvam Upetya Yoga Maya Balena Munayas Tadatho Vikuntham. Tad Vishva Guru Adhikritam. These planets are predominated by the Lord of the Vishva Guru, means he is the teacher of the whole universe. Right? Adhikritam, they are dominated. Bhuvanayaka Vandyam. These planets are worshipped by one and all. Right? And they are very vichitra, they are very highly decorated. And Vibhudagraya, Vimana Sochi, they are various, there are many kind of opulences, including the Vaikuntha airplanes. Right? So Prabhupada, and it's mentioned, Apu Param Mudam Apurvam, when the this four Chatush Kumaras are entering Vaikuntha, they experience unprecedented happiness, right, which they never experienced before, Apurvam. Param Mudam, great happiness, Apurvam, Upetya, Yoga Maya Balen. They could reach that by the Yoga Maya Balen. Externally it seems that because they were perfect mystic sages. Right? Therefore, Prabhupada talks that the sages can, by the dint of mystic power, can go to Vaikuntha Loka. But herein, Yoga Maya Balen means the Lord Yoga Maya allowed them to enter. Understanding the will of the Lord. What is the will of the Lord? He is Vishwa Guru. He is the teacher of the universe. He wanted to teach humility to the four Kumaras. Right? Vishwa Guru. So that is the connotation of Vishwa Guru in this particular verse. So the six Kumaras, they are going, right? And they pass through, it's mentioned, the six dwars of Vaikuntha, the six gates. Right? And it's mentioned that these gates were very highly decorated. Right? These gates were very highly decorated. But the sages, they were just quickly passing. They didn't noted, you know, any kind of decoration at these gates or so on. Right? They were just simply walking bypass all the six gates. Right? So they were very eager to see the Lord, so they didn't care for any of those transcendental decorations at the six gates. Also, they were like fixed in Brahman, right? and they would not distract themselves, right? So they just wanted to be focused, in a focused way they were going. So at the seventh gate, the two doormen, Jay and Vijay, were standing actually. So it's mentioned, Matta Durefa Vanamalikaya Nivito Vinyasta Asita Chatushtaya Bahu Madhe Vaktram Bhruva Kutilaya Sfuta Nirgama Abhyam Raktekshane Nachamanag Rabasam Dadano. So there was this last gate, the doorman Jay and Vijay was standing, and it's mentioned Managarabasam. They saw this four Kumaras are just walking, right? By just walking without asking, you know, can we go without taking anyone permission or so, right? So they became a little angry. Managarabasam means there was some agitation on the face of these two Kumaras. And the three symptoms are mentioned of that agitation. When a person has some anger, their brows, right, eyebrows were raised, and their eyes became little reddish because of anger, and also sfut nirgama abhyam, one could hear the sound of their breathing. Right? Sfut means like intermittently, when a person breathes out of anger, right, one may able to hear. Like that, you know, you may sfut nirgama abhyam, one may be able to hear the sound of their breathing and so on. So therefore these Jay and Vijay, they were angry, you know, how they are just, you know, walking past, disrespecting us, right? It's just like we went to one company for book distribution, and there it was mentioned, it's written, we respect all ranks, but checking is our duty, right? Like, we respect all ranks, you may be whoever you are, but please allow us to do security check. Right? But checking is our duty, right? So they check everyone. Anyone, managing director coming, whoever coming, right? There is no one can bypass security check. Right? This is in general, we see in this material world also. So, the Jay and Vijay are feeling, what is this? You know, just not even seeing, looking at us, you know, like one thing is, okay, you look at us and you just acknowledge and you say, Hare Krishna, you stay aside from me, you know. Like some people come and they say, okay, no need of security check, you know, I am not the common person, right. So one may acknowledge, but Chatush Kumara is not even acknowledging, walking as if the doorkeeper is not existing only, right. Just walking past by them. So therefore, the Jay and Vijay, they became a little angry over here. Dware tayor nivivishur mishator prishtva purva yatha purata vajra kapatikaya sarvatrate vishmaya munaya sudrishtya ye sancharante avihita vigata bishanka. So now this is on the part of the doorkeeper, right? What is their thought process? What is on the part of Chatushkumaras? They said they had no conception of theirs and ours, right? They were just passing through without having any kind of, they never felt that they need, just like a child, right? A child doesn't ask permission, right? A child finds some edible, he just pick it up. He doesn't say, whom, you know, kisne rakha hai, can I have it or not? Or the child may just run into neighbor house, right? He may just run into neighbor house. He doesn't, you know, ask a permission to run into neighbor house, right? So therefore, on the part of Chatushkumaras, they were just roaming around and they had no conception of this is mine, this is theirs, right? So they were free from all that conception. So they never felt, you know, as such. So that is their outlook, right? This is their outlook. They never felt they require some permission or some, you know, invitation letter from the Lord of Vaikuntha to be shown at the gate or something. They just felt, you know, vigata bishankha. They had no doubts. They had no conception of friends, enemies, their, mine, and so on. So they were walking past by. They were not disrespecting them in one sense, right? On their part. They were like children who, right? So they were childlike. They were childlike, innocent, carefree, and so on. Right? So Prabhupada writes that the sages named Sanak Sanatan, Sanandan and Sanat Kumar, although very old in years, maintained themselves eternally as small children. They were not at all duplicitous and they entered doors exactly as little children enter places without any idea of what is to trespass. They don't know the meaning of trespassing. This is a child's nature. A child can enter any place and no one checks him. Indeed, a child is generally welcome in his attempts to go to places. But if it so happens that a child is checked from entering a door, he naturally becomes very angry and sorry. So, naturally, a child, you know, just in his determination and so on, a child may become angry or sorry. This is the nature of the child, Prabhupada is saying. In this case, the same thing happened. The childlike saintly personalities entered all the six doors of the palace and no one checked them. Right? There also, there were doorkeepers were there, as mentioned in this statement. The six doors they could pass unchecked and no one checked them. Therefore, when they attempted to enter the seventh door, they were forbidden by the doorman who checked them with their sticks. They naturally became very angry and sorrowful. An ordinary child would cry, right? But because they were not ordinary children, right? They were actually the oldest of all. Right? Although the child in the child body were the oldest of all, they are not just ordinary children. So therefore they immediately made preparations to punish the doorman. For the doorman had committed a great offense. Prabhupada says, even to this day, a saintly person is never checked from entering anyone's door in India. Right? Even to this day. I mean, at least when Prabhupada is writing. Right? Now the social scene is changing. But still there are people who welcome. Right? We go to any, our devotees sometimes go to, you know, for book distribution, some small villages and so on. Still people always like to welcome. Right? It's mentioned that in Satya Yuga, they used to say, Atithi Devo Bhav. Outside of every house, it is written, Atithi Devo Bhav. And in Treta Yuga, it was mentioned Suswagatam. Right? Every house is a Suswagatam. Any guest. And in Dwapar Yuga, they used to write Shubh Lab. Right? And in Kali Yuga, they wrote Kutto Se Savadhan. Right? Trespasses will be prosecuted and so on, right? So that is the kind of a culture change that has been indicated. So here Prabhupada writes that they should not have been stopped and saintly person not checked to enter anywhere, right? So the doorkeepers committed a great offense. Right? Tan vikshevatarashanam chatura kumaran vriddhan dushardavayaso viditatmatatvan vitrena chaskalayatam atadarhanamsto tejo vihasya bhagavat pratikulashilo. The four boy sages who had nothing to cover their bodies but the atmosphere looked only 5 years old. Vriddhan, the word used vriddhan, Dash ardh vayaso, dash ardh, half of 10. They were 5 year old children. But vriddhan, they were the oldest of all. Right? Vididatma tattvan, they were in the knowledge of the science of the absolute truth. Right? So, therefore, if they looked only 5 years old, even though they were the oldest of all creatures and had realized the truth of the self, but when the potters, right, those doormen, when the porters who happened to possess a disposition quite unpalatable to the Lord saw the sages, they blocked their way with their staffs. Right? With train, they had the security, had the danda, so they kind of blocked their way with their staff. And in doing that, is mentioned, vitrain chas khalayatam atad arhanam sto. The Chatushkumara, they did not deserve such a treatment. Atat arhanam so. Tejo vihasya. The doormen, they neglected their great power. Tejo vihasya. Bhagavat pratikula shilo. This nature, it's against the nature of the Lord. Right? So like, many people ask, you know, they just want to do security check. Let them do. Anyway, they are vata vasaranams, you know, nothing. What can they hide? Or something, you know. And they may just have to ask, you know, for what purpose you are going, that's all. You know, they may ask a question or so. You know, there is no big scanner, this and that, vata rasanams. They're anyway naked, right? So, what, just let them ask a question or two. Let them, you know, why the Chatushkumaras became so angry, you know? After all, they're doing their duty. And some people ask, if they're standing as security man, they must do their duty, right? It's your duty to ask, why are you going, where are you going, and so on. Is it not? So many people feel, you know, the doormen are not at all fault. After all, they are trying to do their duty. And the Chatushkumaras, they just, you know, unduly they became angry. वो छोटी सी बात का ऐसा बहुत बड़ा पतंगड़ बना दिए इधर. ऐसा एक दो क्वेश्चन पूछ के आगे जाते थे, भगवान को देख के आते थे, क्या उधर, right? The cursing and all that began so much, you know, it should not happen. Right? Vaikuntha, these things should not be expected in Vaikuntha at least, right? Such kind of misunderstanding over some small petty things, right? So this is not very appropriate. So people feel, you know, this quite looks like what happens in the material world, right? Misunderstanding and so on, like that. So, they stopped, but Bhagatam, Sukhdev Goswami saying they did not deserve to be stopped. Right? They did not deserve to be stopped. Stopping them was despising their great prowess. Tejo vihasya. Bhagavat pratikula shilo. In doing so, they acted against the nature of the Lord. Against the nature. Because if you see, the Lord is very favorable to His devotees. Right? Lord is very favorable. He is very inclined to His devotees. And no one checks His devotees from entering. If you see, Sudama with his tattered cloths went right into the palace of Krishna. No one stopped him. Right? Everyone understood that here is a Brahmana. He wants to see the Lord Krishna. Can you imagine, can any Brahmana go into a palatial building just like that? Right? If there is a small governor of the small province, can any beggar with tattered cloth enter right into the governor's house? Right? No way. Right? There is no way actually. But the Lord, His nature is, He is very friendly disposed to the Brahmanas. Therefore, Sudama directly into the palace. No one asked Him. No one stopped Him. So that is the nature of the Lord. So the Prabhupada writes this, in the Vaikuntha world, everything is very personal. Right? Like we in the material world feel there should be a system for one and all. A security check, everyone has to go through. Right? So in the material world we feel everyone should respect the system. But the system of spiritual world is things are very personal. So therefore, should the doorkeeper be stopped, they should have known that they have so much eagerness to see the Lord and they are fully qualified. They should not be stopped. So therefore, much more sensitivity, much more personal approach is there in Vaikuntha, right? Than the material world systems which are common to all in general, right? So that is being indicated herein. So therefore, the Chatushkumaras did not deserve this treatment, and the doorkeepers, they committed a great offense against the Chatushkumaras. Right? Prabhupada writes, such saints were not to be forbidden to enter the Vaikuntha, but by chance the doormen objected to their entrance. Right? So now, this is also, Prabhupada writes number of times, it happened by chance. You know, this mistake happened by chance. This can happen, right? So here, by chance, also indicates, this statement indicates it was the will of the Lord, right? It was the will of the Lord that they could not recognize that these are the four great sages, they should be not checked, right? This was not fitting, right? This is not fitting. The Lord is always anxious to serve sages like the Kumaras, but in spite of knowing this fact, the doorman astonishingly and outrageously prohibited them from entering. Right? Outrageously and astonishingly. It's very astonishing behavior. Right? They are acting against the nature of the Lord. Bhagavat, pratikula shilo. So, tabhyam shatu animisheshu nishiddhimana swarhattama apihare pratihara pabhyam uchu suhrittamad dikshit bhanga ishat kamanujena sahasa tad upplutaksha. So when they were thwarted in their great eagerness to see the Lord, then what happened? Kamanujena sahasa tad upplutaksha. They had a desire to see the Lord and the desire was thwarted. So the younger brother of the desire came out, right, to protest, to take revenge or so on. Right? Who is the younger brother of desire? Anger. When the desire are thwarted, the younger brother with anger, he comes out. So therefore, kamanujain, they became angry when the desire was thwarted. Right? So, Prabhupada says, according to the Vedic system, a sannyasi, a person in the renounced order of life, is dressed in saffron garments. This saffron dress is practically a passport for the mendicant. And sannyasi to go anywhere. Right? But of course, this should not be misutilized. This is, others should consider. One should not exert. You already have the passport. You know, how dare you stop me from going anywhere? Right? Sometime, there could be some program where invitation is required. Right? We may not care to carry the invitation. And we say, this is the whole invitation only. Right? Free invitation. Invitation for all the times, to all the places, under all circumstances. Don't you see? My dress is like the, all-time invitation or so on. One should not assert that, but it's for others to, if a saintly person has come, then he's always welcome. He should not need many, common day formalities. Right? So therefore, Prabhupada says, it's practically a passport for the mendicant and sannyasi to go anywhere. And then he says, the four Kumaras came to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The word Suhritnama, the best of the friend, is important. So the Lord is the best friend of all the living entities, and therefore, even the four Kumaras, they were also the best friend of all living entities. Right? So that is used, and then Prabhupada quite elaborately describes in the purport that anger appeared in the four sages who were actually liberated. Therefore, he says, all the feelings exist in the liberated stage also. Right? Therefore, the theory, Prabhupada says, that in the perfectional stage, one should not have anger is not supported in this verse. Anger will continue even in the liberated stage. These four mendicant brothers, the Kumaras, were considered liberated person, but still they were angry because they were restricted in their service to the Lord. Right? So because they were restricted in their service to the Lord, right? They were so eager to see the Lord. Right? To go and see the Lord is also a service. Right? And if people come to see the Lord during the Darshan Arati and so on, it's a service to come and come before the Lord, offer obeisances and so on. So Prabhupada says, therefore, because they were restricted in their service to the Lord, they became angry. And that's perfect. That anger exists in the liberated stage. There is no discrepancy over there in their becoming angry. Right? So, then the four Kumaras in their anger, they spoke. Ko va mihatya bhagavat paricharya uchyas tadharminam nivasitam vishama sobhava tasmin prashanta puruse gata vigrahe vam ko vatmasat kuhukayo parishankaniya. So the sages said, who are these two persons who have developed such discordant mentality, even though they are posted in the service of the Lord in the highest position and are expected to have developed the same qualities as the Lord? How are these two persons living in Vaikuntha? Where is the possibility of enemies coming into this kingdom of God? The Supreme Personality of God has no enemy. Who could be envious of him? Probably these two doormen are imposters. Therefore, they suspect others to be like themselves. Right? So he said that the doorkeeper said, but it is our duty to check. Enemies of the Lord, disguised as Brahmanas, may enter. So it is our duty to ask them and then allow. So they are saying, enemies of the Lord entering Vaikuntha? That cannot happen. Right? What is the possibility of enemy coming into the kingdom of the Lord? Supreme Lord has no enemy. Right? Who would be envious of him? Right? There is no disharmony in the material world. You two are creating the enemies. Right? You two are the imposters. Right? They are saying some imposters may come into the kingdom. They are saying you two are the imposters. Right? So in their anger they are chastising them. And there is no one. Right? So they say in Vaikuntha no unqualified people can enter. Right? That is their line of reasoning. So Prabhupada writes, it may be said that a doorman's duty is to determine who should be allowed to enter the palace and who should not. But that is not relevant in this matter, because no one is allowed to enter the Vaikuntha unless he has developed 100% his mentality of devotional service to the Supreme Lord. And we say, then why security guards? Unko hatao na udhar se. Like if this is statement that, you know, no one can enter Chatush Mahara Singh Vaikuntha unless they have developed 100% mentality of devotional service, then for what the doorman is standing over there? Right? This question naturally comes. Right? So, again, right, because we have experienced this material world, right, our line of reasoning again and again comes to our own experiences in the material world. Right? So, of course, we understand there is a dust in the spiritual world where the goddess of fortune seems to sweep the spiritual world. Right? They want to render that service to the Lord. Similarly, there is a feeling that I want to render and to protection, right, that service. Although that service is not needed over there, but still that service exists because the devotee feels like doing that service for the Lord. Right? I am doing this particular service to the Lord. But in general, even if some demon is coming or so, it will be clearly visible on his face if someone has a discordant mentality. Harumanji says, no one can hide his feeling 100%. So therefore, an intelligent person will be able to judge. Right? So they are totally carefree. They are totally innocent. Right? So they should have been more personal in their approach to see that these people actually deserve. It's not that everyone has to be questioned. Everyone has to undergo through this system and so on. Therefore, the whole point goes that the nature of service in the spiritual world is very personal. Right? Is very personal. So therefore, the doorman actually committed a mistake. So therefore, they are being chastised. That you two are discordant. You are suspecting someone to be enemy. Right? But that doesn't happen and so on. So they blame that this discordant mentality is existing in your mind. That you are imposing your conception on others and so on. So further, the Jai Vijay, they continue. They say, in Vaikuntha world, there is complete harmony between the residents and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, just as there is complete harmony within the space between the big and the small skies. Right? Why then is there seed of fear in the field of harmony? These two persons are dressed like inhabitants of Vaikuntha, but where from can their disharmony come into existence? Right? So they are saying in the spiritual world there is a complete harmony. Where has this disharmony, this suspecting someone to be the enemy and so on, where has this mentality of disharmony come over here? Right? And they gave the example of there is a small sky within a pot, there is a bigger sky, there is the two sky, there is a complete harmony between the two. And Vishwanath Thakur says, because they are impersonalists, right? The Chatush Kumara. Therefore, you know, that is their favorite analogy. So they are bringing out their favorite analogy to their great satisfaction, right? Which is not much appreciated by the devotees, right? Vishwanath Thakur says that. Anyway, so they are talk about the harmony which exists in the spiritual world. And Prabhupada quite elaborately explains the harmony which exists in the spiritual world. Right? There's a verse actually before this series of verses, how even when the other birds were very sweet singing, right? When the Bhringa starts glorifying the Lord, Kola Halo Virmate Chirmatra Muchar, right? These sweet singing birds stop at Bhringadipe Harikatham Iva Gayamane, when the Bhringa wants to glorify the Lord. Right? So there is a complete harmony. Right? It's not they start competing and quarreling and so on. Right? A very naturally good understanding, right? Naturally complete harmony exists in the spiritual world. So therefore, the Chatushkumara is saying, where has this seed of disharmony appeared? Right? Over herein. So they say, therefore, let us consider how these two contaminated persons should be punished. So they are saying the punishment should be apt, for thus benefit can eventually be bestowed upon them. Since they find duality in the existence of Vaikuntha world, they are contaminated and should be removed from this place to the material world, where the living entities has three kinds of enemies. Lokanito vrajatam antarbhavadishtya papi yasastraya ime ripavosya yatra. Right? So lokan ito vrajatam antarbhavadishtya. They should go to the material world where papi yasastraya ime ripavo. Where there are three kind of enemies, right? Which are kam, krodh and lobh. Three kind of enemies exist. They should go to the material world. That punishment is apt. This kind of disharmony exists in the material world. So, it's mentioned further that when the doormen of Vaikuntha who were certainly devoted to the Lord found that they were going to be cursed by the Brahmanas, they at once became very much afraid and fell down at the feet of the Brahmanas in great anxiety. For a Brahmana's curse cannot be counteracted by any kind of weapon. Sadyo harer anucharav urubhibhyatastat pado grihav apatatam atikatarena. So the two doormen, when they heard the curse, right, they were actually, the curse had been pronounced. So they became very anxious. Right? And they fell down at their feet. Pado grahav apatatam. They fell down. They offered their dandavat obeisances. Atikatarena means very much in great anxiety. Right? Anxiety of distress. Atikatarena. So it's mentioned that, again Prabhupada says, although by chance, this word he used often, although by chance, it is not that they... they had that disharmony or something. It just happened by chance, which is indicating the will of the Lord. Again, which the Lord will certify later. Right? So, again, Prabhupada, in this series of purport, he writes, actually, no one falls from the spiritual world. Although there is a free will in the spiritual world, no one misuses one's free will. Right? It's not free will is here. But if by chance, right, just like this case, by chance, very rare chance, someone misuses the free will, then the Lord protects. So, no one falls from the spiritual world. Even if someone, by chance, a rare chance, misuses, the Lord adjusts the situation. He protects. Right? And thus, therefore, Prabhupada says, this fall down of Jaya and Vijaya should not be considered fall down from the spiritual world. Right? It is just a small mistake that has happened, which will be rectified by the Lord, and He will call back His servants again to the spiritual world. So therefore, one should not feel that this is contradictory to yad gatva na nivartante tad dham paramam mama. Right? So no one falls from the spiritual world. And there is a free will, but no one misuses. By chance, something happens, the Lord protects. Right? That is the right understanding. So, So the doormen, they immediately fell at the lotus feet of the four Kumaras. And they said something very beautiful.
Bhuyada ghoni bhagad bhagavad bhirakari dando yono hareta surahelanam appeshesham mavo nutapakalaya bhagavat smritigno moho bhaved ihatuno vrajator adhodha.
So they said, after being cursed by the sages, the doorman said, it is quite apt that you have punished us for neglecting to respect sages like you. Right? Like, if some punishment is given to us, what do we say? Like, even if we realize the mistake, no, please don't punish. You know, take back the punishment you have given. Reduce it in the intensity or so on. Right? But immediately, the doormen, they said, it is quite apt that you have punished us. Immediately accepted the punishment. Immediately accepted the punishment. But we pray that due to your compassion at our repentance, please give us one benediction. Right? They are saying, don't take back. You know, your pronounce is very good. We'll be purified of our faulty mentality. Right? But please allow one thing to happen. Yo mo anutap kalya, because of repentance, bhagavat smriti gno. May we not forget our Supreme Lord. May we not forget the Lord of the Vaikuntha. Right? The illusion of forgetting the Supreme Lord will not come upon us as we progressively go downward, as we progressively go to the material world. Right? Let the illusion of forgetting the Supreme Lord may not come. Right? This is what they ask. So if one is remembering the Supreme Lord always, where does he live? He lives in the Vaikuntha. Right? The Lord says, wherever the devotees are chanting holy names, where there is remembrance of the Lord, that place is Vaikuntha. So although they are now going to fall down, right, for the Vaikuntha, they're going to step down. We don't use the term fall down in one sense, because it's just a temporary mistake and the will of the Lord. So they are stepping down for some time, but they are very intelligent. Right? They ask a sense of Vaikuntha, which is the constant remembrance of the Lord. Right? A devotee lives with the Lord by continuously remembering Him. Therefore said, let the remembrance of the Lord not go away when we progressively go downward to the material world. So another beautiful thing is that how although a person may commit mistake, but how does he accept his mistake? How then he accepts the punishment, how he repents, and how he asks for a particular blessing. Right? You see, so therefore, it's not a greatness, doesn't lie in not committing a mistake, right? But actually in accepting one's mistake. Right? If there is a person who said, I never committed mistake, right? But that is not so great. But if a person commits a mistake and accepts it, repents for it, right, takes the punishment, right, as apt to be purified, that is actually considered the greatness of a person. So therefore, the associates of the Lord show their greatness. Right? Therefore, this behavior of the associates of the Lord also justifies that this happened just by chance. You know, mistake can happen by chance. One should accept the mistake, accept the punishment. One should repent, and then ask forgiveness or some benediction that I may not commit this mistake again, or may still remember the Lord, and so on. So,
evam tadaiva bhagavan aravindanabha swanam vibuddha sadati kramamarya hridaya tasminyayo paramaham samaha muninam anveshaniya charano chalayan saha shri.
The Lord of the Vaikuntha, he realized that there is a conflict that has taken place in Vaikuntha. Right? So the Lord, now there is conflict resolution by the Lord. Right? So it's another important lesson, how the Lord will going to resolve a conflict that has taken place in his own abode in Vaikuntha. Right? So he said, the Lord immediately, he started walking on his own feet to the place where there a quarrel has taken place, a conflict has taken place. Anveshaniya charano chalayan sahashri. On his own two lotus feet he is walking. These two lotus feet are being searched by everyone. Right? But now he is walking towards the place where four kumaras and is. And he went along with the goddess of fortune. So the sages headed by Sanak Rishi saw that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, who was formerly visible only within their hearts in ecstatic trance, had now actually become visible to their eyes. As he came forward accompanied by his own associates bearing all paraphernalia such as umbrella and chamar fan, the white bunches of hair moved very gently like two swans, and due to their unfavorable breeze, the pearls garlanding the umbrella also moved like drops of nectar falling from a white moon or ice melting due to a gust of wind. Right? So, the four Kumaras, they could see the Lord, and it said earlier they could only visualize the Lord within their heart, or formerly whom, what they heard from Lord Brahma, the description of the Lord, that exactly the same form now came in front of them. Right? So Prabhupada writes that how, like we hear of the description of the Lord, right, in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, when we become qualified, right, to enter into the kingdom of the Lord, we'll be able to match everything. Yeah? We can recite the verse, everything will correspond to the description of the Bhagavatam. So they were saying, oh yes, we heard from Lord Brahma in our meditation, in our trance, we saw the Lord within our heart. Same Lord is there, everything, right, same kind of earrings he's wearing, same kind of curls he has, right? So like that. So they could, they became very joyful, right? So the beauty of the Lord is described in a number of verses. And finally, when the Lord came close by, they smelled the fragrance of tulsi mixed with camphor and kesar and aguru and so on, right? So the sandalwood paste mixed with camphor, mixed with saffron, and mixed with other fragrant substances was applied along with tulsi at the lotus feet of the Lord, and that had a very sweet fragrance. Tasya arvinda nayanasya padarvinda kinjal kamishra tulsi makaranda vayu antargata savivare nachakarate sham sankshobha makshara jucham apichitta tanvo. Right, so this verse describes the fall down of the four kumaras. Right, they were akshara jucham, they were fixed in their impersonal realization. Now they fell in love with the Lord. Right? So to fall in love with the Lord is higher than being fixed in the Brahman realization. Right? So that verse describes that, their fall down, which is actually superior. Right? Sankshobham, they were strongly agitated. Aksharujusham, although they were fixed. Till now, no fragrance, no beauty, right? No sweetness of this world, right? They had toured everywhere, had, you know, agitated them like that. Right? They always remain indifferent, right? Without any, you know, change in the mind, always fixed in their Brahman realization. It was the first time they were shaken up, right? And so on. So now they were feeling great attraction toward the lotus feet of the Lord. So the Lord, so I'll just quickly summarize. The Lord actually said, I seek forgiveness for my servants have committed this mistake. Lord said, it is my offense to you. And then he glorified the four Kumaras. He spoke number of words, right? And the four Kumaras could not understand whether the Lord is pleased with us really, or he is kind of, you know, making fun of us before giving us punishment or something, right? So also it is mentioned that the four Kumaras, when they actually curse the Lord, curse the associate of the Lord, the six anarthas, when the four Kumaras said, you go, the material world where there is kam, krodh and lobha, right, where the enemies of the Lord. When they curse, it's mentioned those enemies also appeared within them. Those enemies also appeared within them. They became subject to this, that same. Now, By cursing the associate of the Lord, they actually committed an offense greater than that of Jayabhijay. Right? Till their becoming angry was justified. Right? Prabhupada in the purport and all the acharyas, they justify. But their cursing the associates of the Lord was actually inappropriate. Right? It was a punishment which was out of proportion to give such a curse. And knowing that they are the associate of the Lord, they are also not ordinary people. Right? So therefore, although no curse of Brahmanas actually technically may take place, only because the Lord sanctioned, right, they came down to the material world. So the Brahmanas curses or any other, you know, such, they do not have any jurisdiction over the associates of the Lord who are Vaikunthavasis. But the Lord allowed that. But in cursing, they gave a punishment to them which was much out of proportion. Right? So therefore, they committed the offense at this point of time. And when the Lord spoke, He made them realize their offense. Right? And because of this offense, later they say, "My Lord," the Chatushkumaras prayed, "My Lord, let us go, also let us also suffer in the hellish condition. We don't want to be in the Brahman realization. We want your mercy, even though we may go to hell for cursing your innocent devotees." Right? So therefore, the Lord arranged in this way, till now, before this incident, they had never, you know, exhibited, or they had remained fixed, and they had never exhibited such anger or given such punishment to anyone. Right? So there was pride in their heart for Brahman realization, and they are coming to see the Lord. So that pride is a great obstacle. So Lord, through this incident, arranged that they curse the associate, they later realize their mistake, their own offense, which became a greater offense. It's like some person commits a small mistake. Okay, it is his offense. You know, he commits an offense. But you give a punishment much greater than what he deserves. That is a bigger offense. Right? So therefore, the Kumaras committed a bigger mistake. And because of that mistake, right, they repented. Because of the repentance, the humility appeared within their heart. Right? And now that humility is the only qualification to actually, for the bhakti to develop. Right? Because the Lord who is, we said in the very beginning, Lord who is Vishwa Guru, right? Adhikrita, he's the Jagat Guru, Vishwa Guru, he brought the four Kumaras and arranged this incident, right? And Prabhupada writes in one place that Krishna engineers various kind of incidents. So Lord engineered this incident so that the Chatush Kumaras can learn humility of the heart. And they may repent, and thus the devotional service may arise within their heart. And associated to the Lord also, they also learned humility. Right? If you see in this, also by the arrangement of the Lord, they also had, you know, by mistake, by small chance, committed some mistake. And by this, by begging forgiveness, by humility, by repentance, the humility also grew within their heart. And then they also, because of that humility, will soon again be reinstated back. Right? So therefore, we should see from this incident how the Lord is teaching humility to both His doormen and the Chatushkumaras. And thus, humility is the qualification to progress further in spiritual life. Thank you, Hare Krishna. Granthara Srimad Bhagatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande. Hari Hari Hari.